we are still waiting on the sheriff to tell us what's happening with the application. We were told about 2 months after we had sent the papers to them that the papers were missing. We made photocopies, gave the sheriff to serve. We have been checking since then, and we continue to be told either that the papers cannot be seen, or that they have been taken out to go and be served, or that nobody knows what has happened. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
You are a legal practitioner. Do you think your case has got some kind of merit when you look at the laws of Zimbabwe?
Section 97 of the Constitution is very clear that Parliament has the power to impeach the President if there is any reason to believe that he is medically or physically unfit for office. What our application is asking for is for the court to compel Parliament to act. Now, we have put forward enough, in our view, evidence to suggest that there are reasonable grounds to believe that his health is in question. So, on that basis, I think that our application has merit. The question of whether or not Parliament would actually then impeach it, that's a different question. The point of the application is to compel Parliament to act in terms of the Constitution. And on that score, I think that our application is a lot of merit.
But there are some legal minds dismissing your move, saying that it does not have any legal leg. What do you say about that?
The fact that other people are also filing similar applications, as you can see now with Tajamuka doing the same, is because there are many other legal minds that agree with us. And also, you should always remember, many times people have taken applications to the Supreme Court or the Constitutional Court on points of the Constitution, including those legal minds, and they have not always been successful. So when they did that, they thought that they were right, but the court either proved that they were not, or, you know, for some other reason, the applications were not successful. So I wouldn't judge the merits or otherwise of the application on the basis of what, somebody who has not read the papers thinks about those papers. I would wait until the judges of the Supreme Court have ruled. Then we look at the reasons they give to see whether or not they have ruled in terms of the law or in terms of some other outside influence.
And so what is the way forward for your case?
What I've done now is to look for a firm of lawyers to actually represent us. The process has not been easy because not many lawyers have been willing to be brave enough to be seen to be behind such an application. Well, at least not the ones we have approached anyway. I wouldn't want to speak for the ones we haven't spoken to. What we have done now is find lawyers, and then we are asking them to try and see if they can push the sheriff to, you know, by giving them a third set of papers to see if those papers will be filed. So we are definitely pursuing the application.